From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, sorting through the medication warnings from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could give anyone a headache, but ignoring them could be much worse. First, the lead, Iraq. There's been an attack on a U.S. military base near the Iraqi city of Mosul. That's a couple of hundred miles north of Baghdad. Pentagon officials say at least 22 people died, dozens more are injured. Military officers at the scene say the attack was by rockets and mortars that hit a mess tent. That's a military term for where the troops eat. With us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, what more can you tell us about the attack?
Well, the details are pretty sketchy. Earlier today, a Pentagon public affairs official, that was Lieutenant Colonel Barry Venable, confirmed that the explosion did take place, causing massive casualties. He, at that time, couldn't confirm the number of dead and wounded, but I did talk to a U.S. military official in Mosul who asked not to be identified, and he said there were at least 22 dead and at least 50 wounded. So far, we don't have any information about the identities or the nationalities of the victims. Lieutenant Colonel Venable says that the explosion took place at noon in Mosul, which is 4 a.m. on the eastern coast of the U.S. And the military official that I spoke to in Mosul says the explosion apparently struck a dining facility, and at that time of the day, presumably, there were a fair number of people inside.
But stationed at this base are American and Iraqi troops, and maybe other nationalities as well, for all we know. There are a lot of casualties. We just don't know how many are Americans, how many Iraqi or others.
That's correct. And there also are both Iraqi and American civilian contractors at that particular base.
So the cause of this blast, I read on the wires that some terrorist group there had claimed responsibility for this. Do we know exactly how the attack was carried out, rockets or mortars? I think this group said it sent in a suicide bomber.
The group is called the Ansar al-Sunnah Army. They claimed responsibility for the explosion in a statement posted on the Internet. The group is known as a fundamentalist organization that's committed to creating a very strict Islamic state in Iraq. But in terms of, you know, how they carried out the attack, if indeed they did, because we don't know that for certain, we simply don't know. The military, of course, needs to find out whether it was rockets, whether it was mortars, because that would tell them, one thing that would tell them is how close the perpetrators were to the base when they carried out the attack.
How about the city of Mosul, Vicky? How secure has that been? Is it pretty dangerous, the site of many of these kinds of attacks?
No, it was actually until fairly recently Mosul was quiet compared to some other areas after the U.S. invasion. It's Iraq's third largest city. It's predominantly Sunni Muslim. But since coalition forces launched that operation to retake the city of Fallujah from militants who had made that, you know, a base for insurgents operations in November, the violence in Mosul has really increased quite a bit. On Sunday, for instance, the insurgents set off two roadside bombs as well as a car bomb in attacks apparently aimed at U.S. forces in Mosul.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara reporting from the Pentagon. Vicky, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.